Hello, folks. I'm Mr. Mark, and it's 10:30 on a Saturday night, and so the Mr. Mark Show is starting up here, and I got to do the ID. I do it right now. WMUH Allentown. Folks, rainy weather is fun. Rainy weather is now. Rainy weather is here. Rainy weather is pow. But rainy weather can also pose a hazard to insane killer truck drivers driven by ventriloquist dummies who ride beside them and issue orders no one else can hear. If you're taking orders from a ventriloquist dummy, remember, the rules of the road in wet weather: steer off the crowded roadway and drive across the field toward the electrified fence. This message brought to you by the City, State, and County Weather Service and this satellite signal. Hi, folks. You're listening to a group called SPK, and I don't want to say anything. I just thought I'd butt in. I just want to say, I know some of you still haven't turned in your tax returns yet, and you're wondering, what about the amnesty situation this year? Well, you are in luck. The new policy takes the progressive point of view that if you're late with your taxes, you must have all had your good reasons. You don't have to go to jail right away. You can file an appeal first. Another bonus because you're an American. You know, the U.S. government subsidizes the tobacco industry, and some people don't think that's fair. Other people realize that if our own government didn't do this, the Soviets would and the tobacco growers would no longer pledge the flag. Find out how to boost patriotism in the tobacco, liquor, and firearms industries. If you don't do it, tremendous flesh-eating hyenas could fall out of the sky and crash down your chimney and attack your dog. This message brought to you. Well, what you're hearing is from a new SPK album, Gold and Poison, and I'll stop talking for $1. Bat Chain Puller. Now, before Captain Beefheart, that was a little short Tangerine Dream song called Tangram. We heard Valerie LaGrange with a song called Le Jeu, that means the game. SPK before that, and then, you know, from then you know where you were. Well, I should keep going back. Before that, Throbbing Gristle, Blood on the Floor. And that instrumental the show started off with was a French group called Ange with Biafra 80. That's what you heard. And what you're hearing right now is a Japanese group called Sister M. I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show. I have tonight's unbearable parable here, except tonight's unbearable parable has a moral, and we therefore call it an unstable fable instead. The only trouble is the moral to this particular story is so incomprehensible and vague you could never figure heads or tails out of it, so we're back to calling it a short lie. Once upon a time, a shark turned religious and resolved to clear his conscience, so he gave up meat, but he couldn't stick to it. He broke down and ate a couple of alcoholics who were trying to give up drink, but they couldn't stick to it either. And the shark was fired on by an attack vessel run by a gang of smugglers who were trying to give up violence, that they couldn't stick to that, and caught by a Coast Guard Navy commander who was trying to give up food. He weakened, the Navy commander bit down on a sandwich with a bullet in it. The bullet went off and grazed the smugglers, who shot back at him. It built up to a tragedy when an airplane happened to crash on top of them, owing to an air traffic controller who was trying to give up cigarettes. As it turns out, at least the shark was saved. He resolved to give up salt water, and that's when the deck of the ship gave way, and he dropped into the ocean. Now, some people don't like this unbearable parable because it seems to portray habits as ironclad and unbreakable. Therefore, we have the following epilogue. It seems as though an astronaut wanted to leave the Earth and live forever in the center of a distant planet, but they wouldn't let him leave because he knew too many state secrets. So he became a rock star and used his position to get on a TV series from which he springboarded to political office and got assassinated. So So they froze him and stood him in the lobby of the art museum as a conceptual piece where he was stolen and his value increased. The bad luck, he thawed out and came back to life as a bloodthirsty killer, forever changed by the space germs which seemed to have gotten inside of him at some point and turned him into a gorilla. And they shot him up into space for safety where the O-rings blew up. Poetic justice here on the Mr. Mark Show. WMUH Allentown, 91.7 FM. From the campus of Muhlenberg College, where all the smart professors wander around. I gotta get more sleep. You're listening to a group called Slap, and I'm gonna tell you what you heard. Carry On, just before this, was a guy named Stips, R.J. Stips, the solo album called Nevergreen. He used to be in a group called Super Sister. Now, Brian Ferry, before that, Limbo from Bette Noir. We heard Mae West with the Garden of Eden sketch from 1937, for your pleasure. Public Image Limited before that. Finale from Seattle. There was a lady named Anna Domino who did a song called She Walked. That's from a new record called This Time. Chieftains, the violin bit Dogs Among the Bushes, and that took us back to Sister M and the previous set. So that's what you heard. Now, on the Mr. Mark Show, I know some of you meddlesome picket sign protesters want to change the format of this radio station here because you're sick and tired of being bothered with hearing the news. But bad luck, it won't work. These do-good public service rules are still in effect. I have to read it. Here it comes. The headline story tonight, more tainted water alerts. In some counties, you must prepare all drinking and cooking water before consumption. Your water is tainted and unsafe to consume. First, boil a lot of dad's scotch or vodka. Boil up a big pot of steaming booze. Now, add your drinking water. If there were ever any germs in that water, they're dead now. Be sure to separate the alcohol out again before drinking. To do this, use a simple particle accelerator. This applies in the following counties. In other counties, the water is explosive owing to petroleum contamination and the trade deficit. Do not boil. Put your water in the ice box and don't jostle it. In still other areas, the water has been replaced by intelligent digestive acid that seeks out human flesh and devours it. You must electrocute the monster, hook it up to your VCR, and turn on the power. You should see a lot of smoke, and if you stick your finger into it, it should feel tingly. Luckily, some of us don't have the problem. In Allentown, for example, rampant prostitution and narcotics problems, along with economic slowdown and urban decay, have not affected the water supply. However, violent cartoons have caused homicidal incidents in Easton when a sniper fell out of an airplane into the mouth of a giant whale, only that so-called whale turned out to be a playmate sex submarine containing brainwashed female zombies destined for military service at a general's house. That was the news. I'm only reading it. Here's a bit.
Now here's further news on the recent crime wave. Police are finding it difficult to come up with a solution to the murders. The commissioner says that the victims are unwilling to cooperate.